Welcome to Ohone e Otaka. I am your host for our reading program here at KDKO Radio out of Lake Andy, South Dakota. And we are continuing with stories from Hummingbird Squash, which was created by the Native Diabetes Wellness Program based on the original Eagle Book characters by Georgia Perez and written by Terry Lofton. So last week, our main character here, Hummingbird, she did a science project and she added too much of a certain element to her project intentionally because she wanted it to be more exciting. And she created this huge, huge, what they called a soap bomb. The kids were calling it a soap bomb. It overran the containers, it overran the desk, and so she got into a little bit of trouble for not following the instructions. And she learned that actions always have consequences. So let's begin now, and let's start with a paragraph from last week's program. Bird. It was R.D. With great relief, she watched Rain That Dances run to join them. Of all her friends, the slim, quiet boy with the faraway look in his eyes was the one who would most understand her feelings of disappointment and confusion. They had grown closer and closer ever since that long ago summer when the eagle had told Rain and his friends about the healthy ways of their ancestors. Now, the two of them spent hours talking about ways they could help their families and friends eat healthy traditional foods, play sports, and get active. Preventing type 2 diabetes was their dream. Her science fair project had been part of that dream. Now, she thought guiltily, because of her foolishness, the school might not see her project's important messages. Bird, I have been looking everywhere for you. Hi, Mr. Braun. Well, it looks like you are in good hands, the history teacher said. He gave Hummingbird a reassuring pat and joined Mrs. Korn, who was on duty as lunchroom monitor. Mr. Braun whispered something to Mrs. Korn that raised her observation of student behavior to a higher level. There would be no catcalls or heckling of Hummingbird with Mrs. Korn on duty. Rain looked hard at Hummingbird. So is it true? The elephant's toothpaste went bad? Yeah, real bad. Where have you been? Simon said you weren't in history class. Ariana told on Hummingbird. She was hiding in the girls' restroom. Well, she can't hide in there, Rain said, pointing to the cafeteria. Come on, let's go. With Rain riding shotgun on one side and Ariana on the other, Hummingbird marched down the middle of the lunchroom. She kept her eyes focused on one goal, the table where Simon and Boomer were sitting. As they passed each row of tables, whispers and giggles replaced the normal din of conversation. Noticing the change in noise volume, Boomer looked up. He nudged Simon and then started waving energetically. The easygoing boy with the megaphone voice and equally big sense of humor was a joyful sight to Hummingbird. Pulling his nose out of a book, Simon turned and waved too. A science freak like Hummingbird, he was eager to ask her about the experiment gone wrong. Running the gauntlet without incident, Hummingbird slid into the chair beside Simon, her back to the luncheon room crowd. She breathed a big sigh of relief. Rain plopped down beside Boomer and pulled out a copy of this month's Mammoth Boy, the boy's favorite comic. He delivered it to Boomer as promised. The boys exchanged a wordless thumbs up. Taking the seat on the other side of Simon, Ariana asked, "What are you reading, Simon?" Rain and Boomer furtively watched Simon's reaction they knew that he really liked Arianna. Smiling, Simon said,